What were the needs that you were seeing that other food banks were not addressing?
Food is like it's a school supply. You know, if they don't need pens, they don't need paper, they need food. Families are able to come straight to their school when they're already there. They don't have to drive that extra mile to get to a food pantry or to get to a store. They can just come straight to their school where they're picking up their child, and they can also shop at the same time and take home food with them that they wouldn't have otherwise gotten. We want to get to the areas of need that are the greatest. So we only take 90% more free reduced breakfast and lunch schools. That way you're identifying that 90% need help, if not more. So it's open then to the whole school, to their cafeteria workers, to the bus driver at the school.
What is a food desert? What does that look like?
When you don't have a vehicle and there's a grocery store that's 4 or 5 miles away from you, that's a food desert. You don't have easy access. You actually have to get on multiple buses to get there to that grocery store. In most cases, you're shopping at that quick stop. You're just not going to waste your time to go further. You might not have enough gas to get you there. You might not have enough money to buy that bus pass. You might not have that friend that's going to drive you to get food. Mobile school pantry's focus is mainly on produce. You know, that's where the cost is. Bag of grapes, blueberries, these are the things that these families aren't able to have access to. Those apples, the oranges, the bananas, the grapes, you know, those are the things you're not going to find at a quick stop. But we do dry goods as well and staples, just like any other food pantry.
Where does the food that you donate come from?
A lot of our food items come from Pompano Farm Share. They're a food bank and they're wonderful in the farmer's market up in Pompano. And we get items from Sun City Produce and we do food recovery from them. And you know, food recovery is awesome. Let's save food that's actually out there. It could be a damaged box. It could be, you know, half the box may not look so pretty. Students at Fort Lauderdale High School came out and, you know, when they see a box of lemons and they're spoiled, they're kind of like, do these go in the garbage? And I was telling them, you know, out of this box of 100 lemons, there may be 20 to 30 bad ones, but we can save the rest of these lemons to give to people who are in need. Once families came and shopped and they saw that all the lemons had gone, they're like, wow, we can't even believe we were about to throw away that whole box of lemons. And we were able to rescue them. And actually people were so excited to get lemons because they're a very expensive item.
What happens at an elementary school on a mobile pantry day?
Usually, you know, we're a one-day shop-in, set-up, and breakdown. We start putting tablecloths that look like picnic tablecloths on the tables. We want to give food out with integrity and dignity. When we first started, we would start, you know, at 1:30 to 3:30, and it gives parents the opportunity before they pick up their child to shop or to bring their child to shop with them. My favorite part is seeing the kids come in and shop and choosing their foods. They get to come into the pantry and they look up at mom and they're like, hey mom, can I take this? And their mother doesn't have to tell them no because they actually get to take it.
In 2017, you began a pilot program with the Children's Service Council of Broward County and the South Florida Hunger Coalition. They recently renewed their grant commitments to help expand again. What are you able to do now that you weren't before?
Last year, we were at 3 schools, and with the extra funding from Children's Service Council, we're going to be at 7 schools this year and at 5 sites. So we're doing some double schools in one site. We would have never been able to add on those extra schools. I mean, we've jumped from, you know, 300 families to serving like 1,000 families a month. The more mobile school pantry goes, it's all about awareness. If people just know what we're doing, they can come and help us with our mission of feeding our community. And I truly believe that we're gonna get to every school in Broward County one day, Miami-Dade and Palm Beach. And you know, the more people who join forces with us, the more families we could feed.